And welcome to City Chats on KXFM. This is Ed with you. It's our special radio segment where we learn a little more about our city programs and the departments and the folks that work to serve our community through those departments. Today we're talking with the new Deputy Director of Public Works, Mike Litchie, who's in charge of the city's parking and transit program. Mike, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much, and congratulations on the remodeled studio. Looks great.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We had giant scissors and everything to cut that ribbon,
man.
It was pretty cool. Yeah. So the Deputy Director of Public Works and Head of Transit and Trolleys, what specifically are your responsibilities?
Right. Well, so I am one of two Deputy Directors of Public Works working for the city, and my specific responsibility is overseeing our parking and transit services. So that starts with probably the most well-known of our transit services, which is our trolley system in the city. It's a pretty iconic system that everyone knows and sees when they come into town. We have about 25 trolleys, and we carry upwards of 800,000 people a year on that trolley system. And we also have a great trolley app. If you haven't used it, it's new and improved from last summer, and we'll tell you when your trolley is arriving and give you other important schedule information. In addition to the trolley, I also oversee our parking program in the city. So we have a total of about 3,500 parking spaces, both at parking meters and in our parking lots. And we also have a new app that helps us with our parking guidance system there as well. But then a couple other areas I also oversee that are probably less well known is our fleet maintenance department at the city. And so they're responsible for keeping about 150 city vehicles in good working order and safe. And that's everything from fire engines to wave runners used by our marine safety department to street sweepers. And then finally, I oversee our sign maintenance department, which again is one of those lesser known but very, very important groups, which basically make sure that all of our street signs within the city are looking good and where they should be, and oversee painting crosswalks and other important safety measures on our streets.
That's a lot on your plate. That's an awful lot. That's an awful lot of responsibility. It really is. I want to ask you, first of all, about the app for the trolley now.
Yes.
What are some of the improvements that we've made?
So I believe in summer of this past year, we upgraded to a new trolley app and actually a whole new back-end system on our transit side that enables us to track the trolleys more accurately. Mm-hmm. And from a user perspective, gives better information about when the trolley will be arriving at your stop. So it's a GPS-based system. We're still working out a few kinks and trying to improve the coverage area. As many people know, cell service can be a little bit spotty in some areas of the city, especially up in the canyon. So right. We're working to improve that even more. But it is a lot better than it was. And we also have some new features we're going to be rolling out in just in the next week or so that will give push notifications the opportunity to opt into push notifications when there are service issues or other announcements about the trolley service.
Okay. Now, you're doing something that no one has done until you've arrived, by the way. So this is one of the reasons we thank you for being here. You're starting a listening session, or three listening sessions coming up, right?
We are, yeah. So since I've been in the city, I know there's been quite a bit of neighborhood interest in the trolley system. Right. Back last fall, there were a couple public council meetings regarding the trolley service and the future, specifically of the neighborhood service that goes up and serves our residential areas in the city. So one of the things I wanted to do is get more input from the public in a little bit more organized way about what residents think about the trolley service, what's working well, what could be better. And so we're doing that in two different ways. One is we have a neighborhood trolley survey that has been out for about the past week, and we've already gotten over 150 responses just within less than a week. So we're encouraging people to go online to the city's website to fill out that survey. And then next week, we have the first of three listening sessions that we're holding over at the CZQ and Community Center, basically to get more information and allow residents to provide input on the trolley service directly to us, to the city, and give us their ideas on what things we can do to help improve the service even more.
Okay. Now, you may have already received this question as one of the questions, maybe online, but maybe if not, you'll get it in one of these listening sessions, that the new parking app that we have has been advertised very well, and we've seen the advertising for that everywhere. While the trolley service promotion in the last, let's just say since last fall when the meeting happened in October, has kind of languished a little bit. So are we going to increase the amount or the effort that we put into promoting the trolley service?
Definitely. That's one of my major goals. I think, first of all, to make sure that the word is out there. I think most residents from the conversations I've had are aware of the trolley service, mm-hmm. but maybe are less aware of exactly how to use it and get confused about where it's stopping, when it stops. So we want to try and make the service as easy as possible to use. The app is part of that solution. We have started a series of ads in the local papers, just kind of, again, building awareness of the service, saying, hey, we have this free trolley service that's right in your backyard, and here's where you can take it to go to downtown, and here are the benefits. And I think part of the point of the survey and the listening sessions is also to be able to get some feedback from people about what the pain points are in using the service to better tailor our marketing efforts. So if it's they think that they don't, it's difficult for residents to know when the trolley is going to arrive,
right.
then we can focus on letting people know how to use the app or other ways they can better access the schedule for the trolleys.
Right. I love the attention. I really do. I'm a trolley user and utilize it a lot in the summer and love the attention that now is being finally paid to the trolley. So thank you for that. And I also want to thank you for the first song you've chosen. By the way, if you're just joining us, we're speaking to Michael Litchie. He's the Deputy Director of Public Works and the Head of Transit and Trolleys. And musically, hey, not too bad here.
All right.
Tell me about your first choice. Hotel California, Eagles. You chose that as the first song. Why?
Yeah, well, I think it's, you know, a song that many people know and enjoy, and myself included. All of the songs I chose today are kind of based in California. I was right. born and raised in California, and specifically in Orange County. This song, to me, is reminds me of, as I was growing up and even when I was older, taking road trips both with my family and even by myself up the coast, and just really on a nice day with the windows down, driving up the coast and listening to this song.
All right. When we come back, I want to ask you a little bit about growing up here in Orange County. This is Michael Litchie, and these are the Eagles in Hotel California. See you on the other side.
Welcome to the Hotel California. said, "We are all just prisoners here of our own device. And in the master's chambers, they're gathered for the feast. They stab it with their stealing eyes, but they just can't kill the beast. Last thing I remember, I was running for the door. I had to find the passage back to the place I was before. Relax, said the nightman, we are programmed to receive. You can check out anytime you like, but you can't.
Just one of the greatest songs ever, but that intro is one of the best intros I've ever heard. I love that song, Eagles in Hotel California. Welcome back. This is City Chats. We're talking to Deputy Director of Public Works and Head of Transit and Trolleys, Michael Litchie, in studio with us. You grew up in Orange County, you mentioned.
I did. Born and raised in Orange County. I moved around a couple times within Orange County. Right. But yeah, always been here and traveled around a lot of places in the country and the world and have always come back. It's a great place to live.
So when you first started working here in Laguna Beach, what's the first thing that struck you about the city?
One is, I think, just how beautiful it is here. I mean, you walk through Heisler Park or anywhere in the city and you see people from around the world that come here. And, you know, it's something that definitely I wouldn't take for granted, and how just beautiful and iconic it is here. I think the other thing is really I was impressed by how active and interested the residents are, especially in parking and transit issues. So coming from a larger agency where I worked before, where, you know, we're a little bit more removed from the people we're serving, I think it's, you know, refreshing to see how interested people are and passionate about the parking and transit services within the city.
Right. And it's also, it's rewarding on our side as citizens that you call back or you pick up the phone when we call. That's important. That's huge. And
definitely.
Thank you again.
Sure.
Now, last October at the city council meeting, we were presented with advertising that was going to take place for the parking app. And it was mentioned that there would be internet and cable TV ads. And those were placed on Spectrum, which doesn't service Laguna Beach. So Cox Communications services Laguna Beach, Spectrum services the out-of-towners. Was that specifically for the out-of-towners? And do we have any plans to maybe run some ads on Cox?
Yeah, that's a great question. That was before I got here. I do know the parking app was intended to serve both residents, make it easier for them to find parking spaces, as well as people coming into Laguna Beach from out-of-town. So that may have been part of the purpose of doing that. Right. But definitely, I think the parking app and the trolley service, you know, both of them serve a unique audience here in Laguna Beach because we do need to talk to our residents, but also to people coming into the city for day trips and from out of town. But we're definitely working on the trolley side and focusing on putting advertisements in our local papers like Stu News and the Indy, coming and doing radio interviews with Laguna Beach's own radio station like this. And definitely we'll look at cable ads in the future as necessary that target residents directly.
Right. And I'm thinking that the out-of-towners that get it on Spectrum, they know once they're coming in, they kind of have a mindset of, well, I can just park my car here into a certain lot and then take the trolley around.
And that's really what we want people to do who are coming in from out of town, right, to have it just be a little bit more automatic, that when I come to Laguna Beach, the trolleys are here, they're fun to ride, they're free, and it saves me the process of having to go and look for parking and pay for parking as well.
Right. Tell me a little bit about the Summer Breeze program.
Yeah, so the Summer Breeze is an exciting program. We've had it for about 5 years now, and it basically provides free transit service from a parking lot in the city of Irvine, just right near the 133 and 405 interchange. Right. And it allows people to basically reduce the congestion within Laguna Beach by parking off-site and taking, originally it was an OCTA bus, and this past year we started providing the service with a trolley. So we've seen a very good response to that service. It's free parking at the lot in Irvine, free trolley ride into the city, and then once you're in downtown Laguna Beach, you can connect to the rest of our trolley system, again, all free, to go all the way down to the Ritz-Carlton or throughout Laguna Beach. So we saw about a 15% increase in ridership last year, which was a great response. I know I personally, before I worked at the city, took that service almost every summer with my family and really enjoyed it, especially with the trolleys, kind of the wind blowing through your hair going down Laguna Canyon Road.
It's a great feeling.
It's a great way to come in and start your, you know, whether it's a day trip or dinner in the city.
Right. Now, the many people here in town are unaware that and you haven't been here in the summer yet, working for the city yet. So during the summer, there are stickers on the trolley stops, and they include with them the dates of the summer festivals.
Yes.
And the trolley is really free beyond those dates.
Right. So as I understand it, in the past, there were kind of two levels of trolley service or bus service. There was a mainline service that was more residential focused that did charge a fare.
Right.
And then the seasonal trolley service, which has historically been free. I believe in December, right before I got here, part of those changes that were made by the city council, now all of our services are operated with trolleys. We don't have any of the blue and white buses that we used to have.
Right.
And as part of that, all of the services are free. So we're trying to make the trolley service as easy to understand and use as possible.
Right.
So I think when we had kind of these two separate systems, fares on some, no fares on others, or fares at certain times of year on one, it just was another layer of confusion to the rider.
Right.
So now all of the transit services within the city of Laguna Beach are free to the user year round.
Okay. And when you have these listening sessions, after the listening sessions, do you go back to a drawing board and go, okay, we can make this more cost effective. We can make this work. That's the intent of the listening sessions, right?
Definitely, yeah. And again, these listening sessions that we're having next week, and we can give out the dates if
please do. Please do.
Haven't already. So the first is February 24th, and that's focused on the Top of the World neighborhood. Following is February 26th. That's going to be more focused on Bluebird Canyon and Arch Beach Heights. And the final one is March 9th, more focused on North and South Laguna along the coastal route. And all of those listening sessions will be held at the Susie Q from 6 to 7 p.m. But to your question, yeah, I think the point of those listening sessions is really twofold. One is to better target our marketing efforts to the neighborhoods. The second is to get some ideas and maybe things we haven't thought of, ideas from the residents who are using that service about ways that we can improve it or perhaps use a slightly different model to provide the service.
Right.
Maybe that model isn't trolleys. Maybe there's something else out there that we need to look at to provide the best service we can to the neighborhoods.
All right. Now, after we hear your next song, I'd like to take your ear for a moment and give you a couple of my ideas, if you don't
Great.
Mind.
We can start our listening session now.
All right. So the next song you chose is by the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Californication, another California song.
Another California song. The Red Hot Chili Peppers is one of my favorite bands. I really like their music.
Yeah, of course.
And this song, I think, you know, takes a little bit of a different look at California and the California dream. Right. It's not always rosy and wonderful, but yet people are still drawn to California from around the world and all the great things we have to offer here.
The City of Laguna Beach Deputy Director of Public Works and Head of Transit and Trolleys, his name is Michael Litchie. We'll be right back. Check it out. Red Hot Chili Peppers.
And if you want these kind of dreams, it's Californication. It's the edge of the world in all of Western civilization. The sun may rise in the east, at least it's settled in a final location. It's understood that Hollywood sells Californication.
Chats, KXFM, and the Deputy Director of Public Works and Head of Transit and Trolleys, Michael Litchie, with us this morning. Once again, thank you, Michael. Now, I asked you off air if we knew, if I'm not looking for exact numbers, but approximately how much it costs to run the trolley system. Where can I find that information out?
You know, that's something, again, I probably should have those stats off the top of my head, but
You got a lot on your plate, man. I'm not sweating you about it. I'm really not.
Yeah, no, I'll definitely get back to you on that in terms of the total cost to run it. What I can tell you is how we fund it. I think that's a common question of, you know, what is paying for the trolley service.
I'd love to hear that.
So it's a mix of a lot of different funding sources. We do get a number of grants from OCTA, the Orange County Transportation Authority. And the majority of those grants are through their Measure M program, which is the local sales tax measure for transportation projects.
Okay.
So those are competitive grants. We apply for those. We also get some state transit assistance funding that goes toward the trolley service. And then finally, there are some local funds that the city puts in. But I think it's important to know the majority of those local funds are from our parking fund, which are not property taxes or anything like that. Those are parking fees that are paid at our meters and our parking lots,
right,
and for parking permits as well.
Okay. Now, if I might make a suggestion, and I've ridden, again, I ride them all the time. I see them all the time. Wouldn't it make sense to maybe allow local organizations or nonprofits to advertise on the trolleys and offset some of those costs?
That's, you know, an interesting idea for a revenue source. A lot of transit agencies do take advantage of that program. I'm not sure on the history of it within the city. I think it's definitely something the city council would need to take up. And, you know, it could be a source of revenue. I think there's also, though, the other side of, you know, aesthetically, do people want advertisements on the side of the trolley? So it's just a debate that would have to be had.
My argument would be it wouldn't even necessarily have to be on the side of the trolleys. We don't have to make it look like a city bus, but within the trolley, while you're sitting in there and you're looking at a poster of a local nonprofit, the animal shelter, whatever the case is, that they've paid $100 for the month or $300 or whatever the number is, they've paid a certain amount per month to be in there. So inside, so it still wouldn't be ugly on the outside.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying there.
Yeah.
All right. I'll get my people back on it again.
Sounds good.
And another question I want to ask you is that locals in South Laguna had been complaining for as long as I can remember about the trolleys using their streets for shortcuts. And some of the narrower streets are hard to get by when a trolley's going, like, for instance, Scenic. If the trolley's going up Scenic, you got to back up. Are these problems that you hear often or have heard about?
I've heard that has been a complaint in the past. I think in December, again, right as I started, there was a change that was made based on a prior council action to reroute our North and South Laguna routes, combine them into a new weekday coastal route that runs primarily on Coast Highway.
Right.
So I think some of those issues were alleviated as part of that change, providing a little bit more direct service and quicker service along Coast Highway. I think there's always trade-offs. So, you know, when you remove some of those routes that go into the neighborhoods, they also are then serving residents less directly in some cases. So it is a trade-off, but, you know, we're trying to make the service the most useful we can for the biggest number of residents possible.
Right. Now, having worked for a larger transit agency in the past, do you find yourself more able to be hands-on now? And do you see yourself being more hands-on with this?
I think so. I mean, I'm definitely, you know, been very happy to see, again, the community support for the trolley in general. And I think, you know, my management at the city has given me a lot of leeway to, you know, to make the most amount of improvements we can to our parking and transit services. So it's definitely fewer layers to go through than at a larger transit agency. And, you know, I spent much of last week riding the neighborhood trolleys and riding each route and meeting some of the people on the trolleys. So I like that kind of personal interaction and being able to actually use the service and understand, you know, what's going well with it and what's not, and talking to the riders that are actually taking advantage of it.
Right. Yeah. More hands on. That's what I love.
Yeah.
So do me a favor and remind us again where we go to download the app.
So the parking app is available either on the Laguna Beach City website, or you can go to lagunabeachparking.net. Or if your app use the App Store a lot, you can search for Laguna Beach Parking in the App Store.
Okay. And just about any time, people can call you and reach you at City Hall, right?
Yes, I've gotten lots of resident calls already, which I welcome, and we'll try and respond to them just as quickly as I can. If I don't know the answer, I'll find the person who does.
All right. And before we get into the final song that you've chosen, I do want to ask you this. The director of Public Works. Sheree Dupuy is going to be assistant city manager. That opens up a spot. Do you see, do you see yourself in the jumping into that spot?
I don't think so. I've you know only been here a couple months, and I want to make sure I can make my mark on the parking and transit side. I won't rule it out sometime in the far future, but right. for right now, I'm really happy where I'm at and getting to work on these programs.
All right. Well, on behalf of people that take the trolley, I'm happy where you're at right now, and I look forward to these listening sessions coming up. The dates on those are February 24th, February 26th, and March 9th.
Correct.
9th. Yeah. So we've had the Deputy Director of Public Works, Head of Transit and Trolleys, Michael Litchi, with us. His last song, simply titled California. Tell me about your love for Phantom Planet.
Well, so they're also a great band, probably not as well known as the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And you know, this song's really funny to me, I think, because it, as many people may know, it was the theme song of a show called The O.C.
Yeah.
So if you were a fan of that kind of TV in the early 2000s, you're probably aware of it. I find it interesting because that painted a very, you know, probably unrealistic, but some hints of reality of life in Orange County, of one of our neighboring cities here. But I think it's interesting. I think it's a catchy song, but I also think it's interesting that that show really opened up Orange County to the world. And even the County of Orange at the time decided to start naming things OC. No one called it the OC before that. So they embraced that and really, you know, showcased a lot of the beautiful scenery we have here. And I just think it's kind of a fun song to head into a weekend.
And if we have any listeners out there that go, well, I don't know what song he's talking about. The moment you hear it, you're going to know it because you heard
those first chords, I think people will know. Yeah.
Everybody will. Michael Litchi, Deputy Director of Public Works, Head of Transit and Trolleys, City of Laguna Beach. Thank you so much for being with us today on City Chats.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you.
We've been on the run, driving in the sun, looking out for number one. California, here we come, right back where we started from. Well, hustlers, grab your guns, your shadow weighs a ton, driving down the 101. California, here we come, right back where we started from. California. Nothing's gonna stop me now. California, here we come, right back where we started from. A pedal to the floor, thinking of the war, gotta get us to the show. California, here we come, right back where we started from. California. California, California.